Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and we are live around central Queensland this morning. Hope whatever you're doing right now, you got a smile on your face, some breakfast in your hand. Mm-hmm. And positive attitude in your mind.
Tim, look, coming up next, I want to talk about a 2,000-year-old burial chamber that's been discovered with three mummies inside and why people want to drink the liquid they're surrounded in.
What?
You don't just...
It's a weird way to start off the show, I know.
That is the most strange structured sentence I think you've ever said on this show.
I will explain to you about mummy juice coming up very soon.
So you wrote mummy juice and I was like, aren't we just calling that breast milk? When did it get to a point where we had to call it mummy juice?
It's 2,000-year-old burial chamber liquids.
Sounds fun. Can't wait to chat about that. I might just go get a drink if that's all right.
Better eat your breakfast first.
Yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Apparently the elixir of life can be found in the decomposed mummies of 2,000-year-old burial chamber.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
Thank you, Kate Langbrook.
Hear me out. It's just... they've found 2,000-year-old burial chamber in Egypt.
I've heard of this.
And everyone was very excited because it was they thought it was like the, you know, and a big Egyptian pharaoh. Turned out just three unidentified bodies.
So it's not King Tut.
No.
Ah.
But the three bodies, they believe, were military men because the
love a man in a uniform.
Well, there weren't any uniforms left.
Yeah, love a man in a bandage.
The way that the skulls have been punctured shows that they were in battle when they were when they passed away.
Yes.
So apparently these three decomposed mummies have created this like juice over 2,000 years.
So where everything's decomposed into a fine juice.
Yes. And this murky little red soup has got the people of Egypt up in arms because they want to drink it, this mystery liquid, because they think it is the elixir of life. It's a magic potion that will bring them health and happiness.
Or, second thought, could be three dead humans being body juice.
That's my goal. That's what I think it is.
I honestly think, from what you've said, I think we're all on the same page here. As in, no. That's my vote. I mean, show of hands, everybody. Who's a no vote?
There are more than 16,000 signatures on a change.org petition to get the liquid for drinking.
All right, well, they can drink it. I'll continue to never throw up in my life again.
An expert in the field, apparently there's an expert you can go to for these sorts of things, suggests that maybe don't drink it.
No,
because
you'll get sick.
Not only is it full of mercury,
yep,
but it's also very much sewage water.
Can we also say it's very much decomposed human beings?
Yeah.
Not often.
I mean, that's up there.
Not often do I drive past a graveyard and go, oh, boy, am I thirsty.
I mean,
somebody get me a straw.
Even if it gave you, like, a new lease on life, it was, like, the magical thing that was going to turn your life around, you wouldn't drink sewage decomposed human?
Well, I'm sure if I wore a bandana and I gave finger guns and work at Boost Juice, then maybe I'd be able to sell it. But in any other situation, it's a hard no.
I mean, they did sell a Vegemite Boost, so stranger things have happened, hey?
Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You're probably sitting in filth and you didn't even realise it. And if you are sitting in the mud, well, first and foremost, stand up and get out of there. But no, I'm talking about your underwear.
All right.
Your jocks, your knickers, your... I don't know. Anyway, the thing is, there is over 10,000 bacteria in a pair of underwear, right?
I mean, I shouldn't be surprised by that, but that sounds like a lot.
Now, it is one of those things where I either have, and I feel like I'm not alone here, I have too many pairs of underwear or I have barely enough to just get through a week.
Nah, I have like a whole drawer.
Yeah, you and my girlfriend.
Like,
unbelievable.
Because you know what? Girls keep underwear that are good, right? You have your good side of the drawer. You're like, these are my like fresh undies. They're brand new. They're all good.
Just got them out of the freezer undies.
Yeah, and then you keep a certain pair of, like a certain section of underwear for that time of the month where you don't want to ruin your good undies.
Footy season. And you don't want to be sweating all in your underwear and then putting them back into the drawer.
So that's why like I could throw away a whole bunch of these undies, but they come in handy.
Well, Apparently there is an expiry date, much like ham and many cold meats, on your underwear.
Okay.
And I know...
Shock me, because I'm going to be horrified.
Well, I'm about to get gastro if this is the case, because apparently from the day you wear a brand new pair of underwear, you have 1 year time limit. Bang,
1 year.
Done, expired.
I guarantee you there's at least a few pairs of undies that I've had for maybe 5 plus
years. I only have 3 pairs of underwear that aren't over a year old. And they're like special underwear, like that I wear when I leave and go to important events.
Right. What important events do you...
You never want to get dacked at a gala wearing Bonds. You got to get the good brands for those things. You've always got to prepare for being dacked. So if you're sitting...
1 year.
Get the bins ready and potentially, look, I'm happy. Do you think we should organise a skip in the centre of town, and people can come and throw in their bad undies, and we'll
Forget
have a burning
a skip.
Party.
Let's get a bonfire.
Landfill.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three, four. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and everyone has been anxiously waiting for The Bachelor to begin because this season, The Bachelor is the honey badger himself.
And it's going into territory of it's never just going to be a normal Australian now. Because
well, I mean,
it's
the last
footy players.
Bachelorette we had was Sophie Monk, and that was the first ever celebrity bachelorette.
Now it's a rugby union superstar, Nick Cummins, a.k.a. the Honey Badger.
Yes, and I mean, I'm very excited for this. I didn't know of the Honey Badger before The Bachelor.
It's starting to get to the point now where instead of watching the show to see what the 10 guys or the 10 girls are going to be like, it's watching it to see what the Bachelor or the Bachelorette is going to be.
Yeah, because he's so well known for his like little sayings.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see him have some real moments on the show.
I think he's going to get a lot of stick from his mates. But hey, if this is where it's going, I can't judge.
Ten released a first trailer, the full trailer, and he's quoted as saying, "Some call me the honey badger, and I'm the flaming bachelor." If that isn't the most Aussie sentence you've ever heard,
I don't know.
Like, that is not an American bachelor sentence. That is the Aussie series through and through.
I don't know if I like what the direction... Well, I've never liked the direction
no.
it was in.
Maybe you'll like The Bachelor this season.
As I always have, I watch the first episode with you, and then I don't watch a single second from there on
out. Can't wait. Let's watch the opening season
if
together.
If you want, we can all live Instagram or live tweet
it
when it first starts. But
I love it.
I will be paid for my appearance.
Tim, you won't have to wait too long. 3 weeks' time. It is going to be kicking off on the 15th of August.
That's sooner than I
cannot
wanted it to be.
Wait. All you can right. check out this full story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Stop cleaning your house. Start living in filth.
Done. I'm on board.
Cleaning your house can be as bad for you as smoking 20 cigarettes a day.
What? That is unbelievable. And as someone that just spent yesterday afternoon cleaning a house and a second fridge that I've been just covered in dust for the
Mate,
last 6 months.
You may
months,
as well have gone on Smoko, honestly.
Might as well have just gotten a pack and a ciggies and gone to the corner and just lit a ball at
Seriously,
the same time.
If you've been putting off cleaning your toilet, don't. Just leave it. If you're going to clean your shower, leave it as well. Let that scope grime build up, friend. Or get someone else to do it because it's super unhealthy for you to clean.
See, when I clean my shower, because literally I hate cleaning, but cleaning the shower is my least favourite chore.
Yes.
I often, because I sit on the floor of the shower with a scrubbing brush and just kind of like a spider trapped in a jar, just arms going up above my head, just trying to clean and get out as much as I can. And right. I hate it. Why is it bad for me? Why is it bad for us?
They've done a study of 6,000 people from like professional cleaners all the way down to just amateurs.
Thank you.
You're an amateur.
I love
cleaner.
Getting praised on this show.
And apparently over a period of 20 years, people had found that their accelerated lung function declined over the 20 years because of the fumes from the chemicals they were using to clean.
Ha, ha, ha.
Even if they were only cleaning once a week. So, I mean, the solution to this really would be to use chemical-free products.
Well,
or just don't clean altogether.
I am not one to honk my own horn.
No, oh, but here we go.
Honk, honk. Have been in a chemical-free house for a few months now.
Right.
So maybe I should just tell my partner that no, it doesn't matter what, if it's chemical free or not. We just can't clean. I just won't tell her that we're doing the right thing.
I mean, she never listens to the show anyway, so it shouldn't be an issue.
I know she's not awake. but yeah, I didn't hear what you just said just then.
No, stop
cleaning. That's
stop
the final...
cleaning. Don't clean.
I'll pass that on. Tell your mum, tell your dad, stop cleaning.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And honestly, how hard can burpees be?
Mate, I had my physio write me a note for the gym saying that to my PT that I can't do burpees.
Did you have to take a loan out of the bank to pay him off? Burpees can't be that hard.
Look, they are so hard. Have you never done a burpee before?
I've done burpees. Everyone, I feel, and I don't think I'm wrong here, I feel that burpee is the most complained about exercise, like for boot camps or anything like that.
I remember once at footy training, one of the girls was like, yeah, let's all do 10 burpees. And everyone gave her daggers. But we were like, how dare
someone
you?
Someone threw one of those kicking cones at her. She hasn't come back since. But how hard can a burpee be?
Right.
I've never hated them. They're not my best friend.
You're
but
not
I'd
very
still,
good
but
at
I'd
them.
Still, oh, mate, you don't do them, so you can't have a say on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I've seen you do a burpee and I know it's wrong. It looks wrong.
Well, when you don't do it, that's more wrong. But what I want to focus on right now is a man from Tasmania has broken the world record for the most chest-to-ground burpees completed in a single hour.
Right.
The number of burpees that is now the new world record for most getting done in 1 hour is 851.
Oh.
I have done the math.
Did he take breaks?
He did not. Well, you just do as many as you can. So if he could have stopped for half an hour,
right,
he could have got to 850 at half an hour, stopped, and then be like, I might just do one more.
Right.
But
851.
And I have worked out the maths because yesterday it was a very good example of not doing the maths before we turned on the microphones.
I appreciate you doing that.
That equates to minimum 14 burpees a minute.
Oh, that's easy. You'd be able to do that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. See, it doesn't sound that hard.
No, but see, the first 10 minutes, smash them out, 14. And then...
No, first 10 minutes, I'd go for 20 to 30 a minute. Just go as hard as I can and then chill out.
It's an endurance thing. It's an hour is a long time. So you don't want to burn yourself out too quick.
He
could probably do more than 14 in a minute.
I could say minimum I could get 500.
500.
In an hour.
You're going to put that down on the radio.
I could do that.
500 in an hour.
I am not a fit human being and I could do that. It is a lot of time.
How many is that per minute?
Mate, don't make me do maths on the fly.
You told me you prepared.
I honestly don't think that it... Look, I'm sure it would be physically demanding,
right,
but it's not that hard. You have an hour to do them.
Okay, 500 in an hour. Let's give it a crack.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I tore my ACL. I'm not going to do burpees.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I think that, hey, and if
finally the ACL tear comes in handy.
If anyone is listening right now and thinks they can do more burpees an hour than I can, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. We can organise this. You can come and do it with me.
Oh, no, honestly, tomorrow, come in your gym gear. We're going to give it a crack. 500 an hour.
I come in my gym gear mostly, but I don't go to the gym, but I wear gym shorts. So I reckon that's very doable. 500 burpees in an hour. And like,
burpees?
I am a sag of cake icing. Like, I am not a fit human being. This can be done.
You are the Colonel.
I want to prove that the average everyday Aussie
can do
incredible
burpees.
Things.
All right. I've got an hour to kill tomorrow. Why not?
You have many hours to kill every day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Have you ever broken a chair?
No.
With your fat bum.
No, I've never broken a chair with my bum, with a throw, or placing anything on it.
It doesn't feel good, but it makes me feel better knowing that I'm not the only one because Manu Fidel, he is over in France at the moment, holidaying with the fam.
See, Manu's great because he's like an enigma. It's like Rihanna, Madonna, Manu.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't need, like, I don't know him as Manu Fidel.
No,
I know him as Manu.
Okay, sorry, Manu.
Thank you.
He took to his Instagram and he post a picture that you can check out on our Instagram,
yep,
it's Hit CQ, of him holding up a chair, and it is literally, it's one of those outdoor plastic chairs, you know, those white ones that everyone seems to have.
It is a Christmas tradition that 50 of those are scattered across your lawn in the backyard. That's what my childhood is.
Yes, and it's one of those with, it's just completely blown out. The legs have popped off. The seat is falling out.
Wow.
The whole thing. I don't know whether
he
jumped on the chair.
I was
going
to say, did he do a cannonball?
I have no idea how this
happened.
But it literally looks like he has jumped on top of this chair and
wow,
it is completely given way. And he took to his Instagram and posted, obviously too much good food in France, hashtag fat bastard.
Quality.
Quality.
Quality content. Would like to see more of that on my feed.
This has happened to me, Tim. Not with the plastic chair.
No.
Not with the plastic chair.
It was
it was an outdoor chair, yes, because outdoor chairs seem to not be as sturdy.
It's because they're outdoors.
I was at a mate's place and I was sitting on one of those mesh-backed ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it turned out it was not super steady.
Okay.
And I sat down and a mate of mine was like, oh, hey, Jess, I haven't seen you in ages. She came to sit on me and, like, give me a hug. Two of us fell through the mesh.
Oh, so the frame remained the same.
The frame remained totally sturdy.
So you were like a crayfish caught in a pot.
Yes. And then she was on top of me, so we couldn't get out. The two of us were just stuck in this chair.
People brought us meals all day. We just hung out. Listen, we shared an iPod, just one headphone each.
I was laughing
so
hard. I was like crying because I couldn't physically get out and I was in a lot of pain.
That's not fun.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people have had this moment where,
sure,
where you've broken a chair.
Yep.
For no fault of your own.
I feel like there was definitely a fault for you, Manu, and your friend.
13, 12, 16, how did you break a chair? Let's all be in this together.
Yeah.
Let's make Manu feel a little bit better.
Do we want people calling up saying they threw it against their fence?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
I don't care how it was broken. Talking about when did you break your chair? Because Manu has broken one absolutely spectacularly. You can see it on our Instagram at HitCQ.
Is Manu a celebrity chef or a celebrity judge?
Both.
Oh.
He was a celebrity chef and then he became a celebrity chef judge.
Then he stopped cooking and started judging.
Started eating.
That's exactly what I do, but I'm not qualified.
Oh, man, if I knew more about food, being a celebrity judge would just be the dream.
Mate,
the dream.
Just try crack celebrity first, then you can judge others. But we are focusing on breaking a chair because poor boy Manu, he sat down on one of those classic backyard plastic chairs, shattered it. A leg in every direction. It looks like someone's dropped a bowling ball on
it. We've all been there, though. Like
I haven't. And I almost want to find a plastic chair and see how many times I can sit on it before it breaks.
Oh, well, I mean, you get a good few years out of it, I reckon.
Oh, it depends on the ferocity that you launch into the seat.
I think that's what Manu's done. I think he's dropped in it real hard.
When you're on holiday, you lose all value of arse speed. And just when you go to sit down because you're buggered, you've been walking all day and it's not okay. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, are you just like Manu? How did you break the chair?
Yes.
And we've had Mel from Gladstone call through on 13, 12, 16. Mel, how did you break a chair?
It was my friend's bachelorette party and we were standing on the chair getting like a boomerang.
Oh.
And
it was two of us. Do it for the gram, Mel. Do it for the gram.
Yeah. Yeah, there was two of us standing on like one outdoor plastic chair.
Yep. And that's the one that Manu fell through.
Yeah.
So did the arms break?
Stable.
Or did the legs snap?
No, yeah, the legs just fully blew out.
It's always
incredible.
Like, because normally in my experience, looking at seeing these chairs break, it's normally a back leg. Was it a back leg or was it like a whole bunch of legs in different directions?
I think it was a back leg, actually.
Yeah, it's where all the weight and the pressure goes. And as an experienced viewer of people breaking chairs, this is my scientific formula. Mel, are you okay? What was the repercussion of falling? Because obviously you were trying to get a boomerang
and
at a party.
And more importantly, did you get the gram?
No, we didn't get the gram. Oh. And I landed on my friend who was also sitting on the chair with me. So she broke my fall, but we're both okay.
That's good. She had to go to hospital. I couldn't figure out why, but, you know, I was all right. Thanks for your call, Mel.
Thanks, guys.
And we got Mitchell from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Mitchell, how did you break a chair?
So I didn't actually break it myself. I've got a habit with swinging on chairs.
Oh. And,
nice. Yeah, and my honey told me one day, I will get you one day, and she kicked the back of my chair and it snapped.
Mitchell!
I love Christmas.
On my back.
That happened. It happened.
And you know what, Mitchell? Have you ever done it again? Did you learn your lesson?
Nope. Yeah,
this is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Kanye West has been rushed to the emergency room.
He has drama over the weekend in Hollywood. Kim Kardashian jumped the silver Range Rover and took Kanye West to the emergency room at hospital. Now, the first report is that it was flu-related, like flu symptoms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is the first we've heard. But you don't get to the hospital traumatically for the flu, do you? I don't think you do.
Well, if you can't, yeah, where should you get rushed for a paper cut, I'm assuming?
True. That is a very good point. You know what? He is a little bit slightly dramatic. But look, you know, let's send some good vibes his way. Let's hope he's feeling okay. They are reporting that it's flu-like symptoms, but I just think that his rush to the hospital does sound very dramatic for something like the flu.
Kanye seems like the kind of guy that would have the flu or gastro and still come to work.
Yeah.
Like, just I mean, go home, Kanye.
Yeah. The last time he was rushed to hospital, it was, like, mental health stuff. So maybe it's a revisit of that.
That's not cool.
He has been working pretty hard, Dean.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, he has worked. If I was to guess, it would be something more like that. Because you don't, look, they would have doctors that can come to their house. Like, they don't go to the hospital.
That's a good point.
We're thinking of Kanye Dean. Yep. Hopefully he gets better soon.
Yep. Yeah. Sending him lots of great vibes.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. Thank you for coming along, and we're very excited to open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess and put aside all of our positive talks that we normally have because we never argue amongst one another.
Mm, it's time to argue. It's time to get down
That's
to business.
That's right, and Tim. we love an argument with Central Queensland. It's great to get involved. And on 13, 12, 16, first person through, they're the judge. Doesn't matter how terrible their opinion is, that is the name of the game.
We do appreciate our jury getting involved on Facebook and our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. And today we want to ask, should the government be paying Instagram influencers?
Yes. It's come to light that the Australian federal government in the last 18 months has potentially spent $600,000 on Instagram influencers to promote healthy lifestyles around Australia.
Now, if you're not aware of this kind of marketing, it's basically you get someone with a lot of followers, you pay them a certain fee to do a post for you promoting whatever your product is.
So the
government has been paying people, influential people on Instagram.
Up to $3,000 for a single post.
Ooh. I mean, but some of them are worth it. Like, some of them have a lot of followers.
See, I understand it. And $600,000 is a lot of government money. That's a lot of government money for one specific thing. And I feel like, just personally, if we are trying to promote healthy lifestyle and fitness and good eating, that money should be going to schools. Because more kids go to schools than have Instagram.
I feel like, counter-argument, that how much money are they spending on marketing on TV and print advertising? Probably significantly more than $600,000, wouldn't you say?
But so, more people have televisions than Instagram.
I disagree. I think that Instagram...
unwell?
As in, I think people are more, like, actively looking through their Instagram.
You think people are more influenced by social media than television?
People are active when they're on their social media. They're actively engaging. Whereas, Tim, I have a journalism degree, all right? I know about these things. Whereas, on TV, they can passively be watching TV. So they may not be absorbing the content like they would be when they're looking at Instagram.
The health minister, Greg Hunt, a spokesperson said that the minister does not endorse these posts and a review of the full influences is underway because apparently some of the main concern is that people weren't large enough, like in following, and the money may be wasted. But I think, look, I understand it's important to promote health and that, but this money should be going to schools.
Oh, well, that's not the question we're asking.
No, but I'm saying, like, should the government be using this money smarter? Mm. Because, yes, I understand social media is a massive part of society in 2018.
Yeah.
But, again, more people go to schools and more people watch television than are on social media.
I think it's totally fine.
Oh, you're the worst.
I think that the government should be paying Instagram influencers. I think it's the way of marketing in the future.
Mm.
13, 12, 16, you can be the judge.
Yep. What do you think? Should the government be paying Instagram influencers to promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and good eating right here in Australia? 13, 12, 16, you can be the judge. Court back in session. Thank you very much for joining the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
It's always good to take a little bit of a break for Ty Dolla Sign.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for a judge that has a final ruling on what we're talking about today for this week's courtroom.
Yeah. Which is the federal government has come under fire for paying social media stars to promote their new health initiative. And apparently more than $600,000 has been spent.
And in some instances, $3,000 being paid for one single photo on Instagram.
I just think this is the way of marketing for the future, Tim. Like, they're just being savvy, business savvy. They've probably spent more on TV ads than they have on the social media, but people are up in arms.
I just genuinely think the money is, it's not that the money's too much. It's just, I think it's directed in the wrong direction. Right. I think it should be going to schools.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what Greg Hunt, our health minister, says, but even he thinks, look, maybe we're going to review this. Maybe we've made a bit of a boo-boo. But again, doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what you think, or our health minister, Greg Hunt, thinks. Matters what you think.
It's all up to our judge.
And our judge from Emerald this morning, is it Dazza?
Dazza.
Dazza from Emerald. Dazza, given all the information from myself, Jess, the jury, our health minister, Greg Hunt, where are you leading with your decision on should the government be paying Instagram influencers?
No, the money should be going to the farmers. Most of the money goes in foreign aid. It should be spent here.
Should be sent to the farmers. I feel like you're help missing the point, Daz.
No, I'm just having a dig. I'm just taking this opportunity to have a dig at the government.
Yeah. I was kind of expecting this kind of a call, Daz.
Okay, Daz. But
Daz is the judge, Tim. We
yes,
have to let him
we
speak.
We absolutely have to let him speak. But Daz, focusing on where this money's going for Instagram, like social media profiles, do you think that $600,000 is too much money to be given to Instagram and social media compared to schools?
Or farming.
Yes.
Or farming.
Yeah, farming. Farming and not foreign aid. Then we'll use that money to put Turnbull and Shorten in jail.
All right, Daz. We might have to hang up on you before we lose our license.
Daz, Daz, look, because you are the first person through, this is the risk of being the judge. Mm. You have one question to answer. I know it has nothing to do with what you want to talk about, but Daz, should the government be paying Instagram influencers?
No.
All right.
Final ruling.
Thanks, Daz.
Oh, my word. I don't understand how we got to this point.
No, but again, that is the risk of you be the judge. It's the first person through. They could have the worst opinion ever. Normally, we have a scoreboard of Jess and myself. I'm currently 20 to Jess's 10. I don't feel comfortable adding a point to me. Maybe we just give a new column.
For Daz.
For Daz.
Yeah, Daz can have his own column.
Jeez.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Titanic's Bridge is coming up on the 19th of August.
Correct.
I have signed you up for the 8K run.
Yeah. The office was in a bit of splitted sides yesterday because they all thought that I was running the 3-kilometre course. And then I said, oh, no, I was signed up without my knowledge.
By your good friend.
Someone found out all my passport info and they've signed me up for the 8 kilometres. And look, the training's been going well on paper.
Yeah. On I was going to say, really I haven't seen you do a lot of running lately.
I do. In football, I run. Not much. Probably not 8Ks.
I feel like your team would disagree.
Potentially.
Look, the Botanic to Bridge, the great thing about it is anyone of any fitness can sign up.
Yes, you don't have to run it.
The 8K, there's different options, there's different levels.
As the leader of the opposition, Mr. Bill Shorten, said to us last week on the show, it's 20% of a marathon, Tim. Mm-hmm. Shut up and stop complaining. I might be paraphrasing.
Fair and accurate.
But Bill Shorten's kind of directish words.
You claimed last week that you were trying to get a team together.
Yeah, I've got one person on my team besides myself.
I feel like you're scaring people away. I don't know if people realise that they can be on your team and they don't have to run the 8K.
They also don't have to pay.
Yes.
So I'm offering also two incredible thing. Services.
You can register
like
at the moment.
Like a bed and breakfast. I'm the bed and breakfast of the short marathon world.
Botanictobridge.com.au is where you can register. Or you can give us a call on 13, 12, 16. But no one's been calling, Tim. No one wants to join your team. No one wants to be a part of this.
I have been told to my face by
a lot of people registering online.
Yeah.
No one wants to be on your team.
See, the best thing is I've been meeting some listeners over the last few weeks, which is great. I love it when people come up and say g'day. Mm. I've been told to my face multiple times that I am not a friendly sounding person and that I'm not a welcoming human being.
I also wouldn't want to be on your team because I feel like I'd have to carry you. Like, before I did my ACL, I would have absolutely smashed this 8K run.
I'm choosing to not speak because the words I will say will hurt your feelings.
I think tomorrow on the show, I want you to give an impassioned speech trying to convince people.
Is that a word? Yes. Impassioned?
Yeah. It's like a passionate. Impassioned.
I'm getting head shakes in the room.
I'm a journalist.
That's come crumbling. Look, I will do a motivational speech tomorrow on the show and prove why I am the best captain.
At least one person on your team, because at the moment it's a very sad looking team.
That's all right. The Butchman, Wayne Butcher, the police sergeant in Gladstone, he can just arrest people, put them on our team. I've got a backup plan.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And you may remember a few months ago I mentioned that Netflix have picked up a brand new Matt Groening show.
Simpsons man.
The Simpsons creator, yes. So apparently this new show is called Disenchantment. And yesterday we got our first look at a brand new trailer. Now, I was watching this after the show, Tim, and...
You were making sounds.
It actually looks properly good. Like, I don't know. I don't mean to sound so surprised because, of course...
We're all shocked.
I mean, it's the guy who created The Simpsons. So, of course, he's going to have other ideas than The Simpsons. But I was genuinely thinking this is not going to be very good. Like, he's done The Simpsons. He's done Futurama. How much more can this man do?
From what I understand, it's set in medieval times.
Yeah.
And the characters have kind of got a more Futurama look about them than Simpson-y.
Yes, so it very much reminds me of Futurama if it was set in the Middle Ages.
Cool.
And you go and watch the video for yourself. It's at hit.com.au. All we know from now is that it's based on a character called Princess Bean, and she was set to marry a prince, but she wasn't super keen on it, so she decided to skip the wedding.
Is it for kids?
I don't...
Is it for adults? Kind of like The Simpsons and Futurama
like
a bit of both.
I think it's like The Simpsons and Futurama. Like, kids can watch it, but most of the jokes are for adults.
Sure.
So I'm super keen to see it. Go and watch the trailer at hit.com.au. It is arriving on Netflix August 17. Super keen.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to smash through it. Yep. You know I will.
You are.
It's one of my biggest
skills. Superpower. Sleeping in television.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Look, a little bit of a controversial topic at the moment. 10's pilot week.
Channel 10 is adopting what the United States often does for their television calendar, that 1 week of television shows, it's like a test.
Yeah.
Kind of like a focus group. And they play a whole bunch of new television shows, and if they get good feedback, they'll give them a green light for maybe a season the following year.
Which is so fantastic to see the Australian television industry, like, finally building up, right?
Can we have a real moment?
What?
Australian television is kind of garbage.
Well, this is what I mean. Like, until now, what have we got? Home and Away and Neighbours. Like,
nice.
I mean, we've had some pretty good shows of late.
And Nine's Wide World of Sport.
But I think this is a real opportunity for some great, like, Australian comedy
You know what I think Australian television is missing?
What?
Like a show like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. A late night show where you introduce musical guests.
There's Rove
and stuff
Live
like that.
Again.
Yeah, but
right?
Not Rove. Please, anyone but Rove.
It's funny you should mention that, Tim. Because Rove is one of the pilot people.
He's making another show.
He's been given a green light to do a pilot show.
Oh, no.
Him and about 9 other blokes. And this is what everyone's getting upset about. Because of the ten shows that have been greenlit for a pilot, not one of them is backed by a woman. And
I could see why people would bring a red flag to that party.
You know that I'm all about equality, Tim. This is something I'm always preaching.
It's your third most known fact about you. Laughs a lot, sleeps a lot, empowers women.
Yes, and this is the thing. I want to be supportive of these women. But at the same time, I think that the pilot week needs to be based on talent, not on gender.
You got to be aware that talent is subjective. That's why people choose to either listen to us or not listen to us, and that's completely fine.
And so a lot of female actresses, Australian actresses across the country have been really upset, saying, look, it's really disappointing that 10 hasn't picked any female-driven shows. And I don't know, I'm going to say right now, I don't know how the process worked. I don't know whether there was an application process or whether they were, they just went straight to these people and said, hey, you've got a chance.
Yeah.
I don't know how that went down. But a lot of women are saying it's disappointing that they didn't pick one woman. And I think that if the right project had come up, then they probably would have picked.
Well, you would like to think that in 2018, talent and skill is selected, whether it's 10 women, 10 men, 8 men, 2 women, 8 women, 2, whatever the ratio is. If it just so happens that the 7 of the 10 shows were all led by women, do that. I just think that I'm hoping, and obviously it is very hard to assume and know what's going on, but I completely agree. When it comes to skill in certain job things, it's not that I don't like it. It makes me feel slightly uneasy that there is, all right, we need 50% men, 50% women.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be put into a slot. Like, just say I had a TV show idea. I wouldn't want to go, all right, well, we need a woman, so let's just throw Jess's idea in.
Like, when in reality, we know that your idea would not get greenlit because it's bad. It's not because you're a woman.
None of my TV ideas would get lit.
It's not because you're a woman. It's because your ideas are sometimes a bit poop.
Anyway, the whole pilot week will be coming up very soon. It's going to be very interesting to see if hopefully it does go well and we get an opportunity for those women that are upset at this point to pitch their ideas eventually.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
If you are followers of our Instagram page, you can search for HitsCQ. You would be aware that last Friday I was very lucky enough to be invited to the GEA Golf Day. Mm-hmm. And played just about 20 hours of golf.
I sent you a challenge to just annoy our boss, Mr. Matthew Wex,
General Manager,
much as possible.
Mr. Matthew Wex. And we just need to jump to someone on the phone because I've got actually our general manager on the phone right now on hold. Hello, Matthew, are you there?
Morning, Matthew speaking.
Well, Mr. Wex, how's it going?
Oh, great. Thank you, Tim. Lovely to hear your voice.
Yes, Jess is here also.
Bit of
respect.
Wex dog.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Mr. Bossman Matthew Wex, I'm wondering if you know what this phone conversation is about.
Look, I could guess.
You invited me very gracefully to a golf day last Friday.
Bet you're regretting that now.
and we played on a team. Did you have a fun day?
I had a really fun day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And during one of the holes we played, you hit a golf ball, some would say the farthest out of anyone else on the day.
Yeah, lucky swing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't
see. Look at Mr. Humble Wex over here. Yeah.
I do believe that the jump after you hit it was very humble as well. But no, now, funny enough, you won a trophy. Are you aware that you won a trophy for the longest hit of the day?
I am. I've been receiving random photos of said trophy.
Well, it's funny because this trophy, as you just said, it doesn't seem to be in your possession, but seems to be in my possession, Mr. Wex.
I mean, they've made a mistake there.
Yeah, I hold our Gladstone sales manager 100% responsible for relinquishing possession of the trophy to you, Tim.
I'm going to put it bluntly. I'm holding your award hostage until I get a fair offer. You have offered to fire me. I know that in an email. There has been
He didn't say anything about firing. He just sent you a link to seek.com.au.
That's right. What will Jess and I receive if we give you your trophy that you deserved and won?
Well, look, this isn't another caramilk situation because we did have a deal for me to get a percentage of that bar and that never eventuated.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm a little bit hesitant to enter into negotiations.
Another deal with Tim and Jess.
I'm not a part of this, okay? Don't take me out of this. This is with Tim.
No, you're guilty by association, Jess.
Yep, I completely agree. Well, Mr. Wex, until I receive a fair and just offer, the award shall not, and I declare shall not, return to your possession.
Look, since I'm involved, you have 24 hours, Mr. Wex.
All right. Have you guys, are you familiar with the Liam Neeson movie Taken?
Yes, but I don't have a daughter, so too bad. But tomorrow on the show, we will hear your offer, and I'm looking forward to that moment. So get back to work, Mr. Wex.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I don't know how antagonise our boss.
It's not just for you and I, Jess. It's for the entire Central Queensland. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening right now, this could be going to you. So more pressure for our general manager, Mr. Wex. It's not only a gift to Jess and I, it is a gift to the people of Central Queensland.
He has 24 hours.
Your move, Mr. Wex.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.